Correct. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Cedarshead Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Yes, tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. No announcements or traffic so far, so we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Before we begin our normal check-ins tonight, we'll take a pause for any new hams. Any new hams to the area or new hams to ham radio, just got your call sign, aren't really sure how to check into a net or exactly what the procedures are, we'll go ahead and pause here. If you just want to go ahead and call me with your call sign, we'll get you checked in here. Any new hams wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. If you have any new hams or anybody wanting to check in that portion, so we'll move on to the second part of our check-ins, our pre-check-ins. Looks like we've got quite a few pre-check-ins tonight. Again, the pre-check-in functionality is for those folks that may not be around at 9 o'clock. I know everybody keeps different schedules, so may not be around at the repeater at 9 p.m., so we have people that listen in on a repeater all day and just like to get them checked in here and acknowledged for those few folks that we've got here. I'd first like to welcome Fred. That's Whiskey 4. Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM, and Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. And Fred and Isla are over in Traveler's Rest, so glad to get them in here. Up next, we got Don. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DF. And Don, I think, is over in Inman, if I had that correct. And up next, we got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM. And Jim's over in Taylor's. Up next, we got our buddy John. That's Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November KM4RJN. And John, I think, is in Grambling. And appreciate John checking in with us. Know he's got a lot of stuff going on. Up next, our friend Al. Al. Sorry about that, Andy. Up next, we got Andy, KI4LZI. And Andy's up on Table Rock, or near Table Rock. So, Andy, always good to get you in here. Up next, we've got Walt, another one of our new net controllers. So, Walt, good to have you here. Says Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Got a few more, so let me let this drop and let my receiver reset. Up in the list for our pre-check-ins, we've got Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, KO4AOW, and that's David, and David's over in Inman. Up next, we've got KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, that's Bill over in Anderson, and good to get these folks in there. Up next, we've got our buddy Pat over in Malden, and normally Pat checks in via RF, got him in here with the pre-check-in, K4OSH, and again, like I said, Pat's over in Malden. Skipped one earlier, that was Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM, and that's Robert, and he's checking in from Pigeon Forge tonight, so good to get him in here. And last but not least in the pre-check-in group, we've got Shane. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel Yankee Charlie, KJ4HYC. And let me just refresh one more time just to make sure. Actually, I've got one more pre-check-in there. Let me go ahead and get this station logged in. We've got Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, KW4TS, and that's Jim. So we've got Jim logged in here. Not sure if he's out on the road somewhere tonight. Let me check the webpage real quick and see where he is actually logged in from. Give me one second here. Trying to pause with the mic key down, which probably isn't too good of an idea. But let me go ahead and, yep, Jim's over in Pelzer. So anyway, that completes our pre-check-in. So again, I'm going to let this drop so my transceiver can reset. That. I got quite a few pre-check-ins here, which is always good. Get those folks checked in here. And it looks like we had about 13 or so signed in there with the pre-check-in. So now we'll begin with the RF. Oh, correction. Let me do this again. Getting confused with myself. Losing where I am. I was going to check in with our Echolink stations, but I only have me signed in up there. So we'll go ahead and continue on with our RF check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta, A through D in the Suffolk Civic College. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. On the net, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. I've got no traffic, no table this evening, 73 to the net.
AK4HR. Good to hear you calling the net tonight, Mike. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
Control. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, Pat, north of Traverse Rest, negative and negative. Good evening.
Play track. Hey, Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all indeed but, and we'll all be negative and negative.
I pause there and acknowledge those stations that checked in. I did miss one there. Pat, could you give me your call sign one more time?
Sure. It's Whiskey 4. Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, W4BFA.
That's better. For some reason, I had typed in BFO, but I've got you in here corrected now, so I appreciate your patience. I'm getting all my mistakes out first thing, so hopefully we'll get these ironed out first thing and then not have any more as the rest of the night goes on. But anyway, let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked into that group. I think I've got everybody in here corrected now. Up first, we had Doug. That's November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. And Doug, good signal in the repeater. Up next, we've got our net manager. It's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, and Dave, appreciate everything you do to keep the net going, keeping us scheduled, and all the net reports, and all the back-end stuff that goes on behind the scenes to keep this net successful. So appreciate you checking in with us, Dave. Good to hear you, my friend. Up next, we've got Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW, and Rick, as I mentioned, brings along his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. And last but not least in that group, Pat, I had to put you in there at the end because, again, I messed up your call sign. It was completely my ears checking in. You got a good signal in the repeater. I just didn't hear it correctly or didn't type it correctly. But Pat's call, Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot, Alpha, W4BFA. All right, so we'll give one more call here. Alpha through Delta, A through D in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Area, but please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight. 4HR.
November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Check-ins there as we round out the Alpha through Delta group. And Rusty, good to hear you, my friend. I've been out of town quite a bit here the last couple weeks, just doing odds and ends. Spent a couple days here, a couple days there, so I hadn't heard you on the repeater, but you're sounding good, my friend. Always good to hear you. I'd like to welcome Rusty tonight. That's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. And as we talk about, you know, the alphabetic groups are definitely for us to kind of keep some order to the net. But if you're on an HT, your battery might be running down, or you're on a mobile, maybe running out of the area, definitely go ahead and check in out of turn. Not necessarily that's what the case for you, Rusty, is, but I know some people, I've done it myself, sit around and I'm like hoping for the battery to not die before we get to my alphabetical group. But again, that's for me to keep things straight and not have everybody kind of talking on top of each other. But Rusty, no problem with you checking in. Appreciate you stopping by and getting checked in here as well. Up next in that group, we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. And, Jerry, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by. All right, we'll go ahead and slide the alphabet just a little bit to the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge TV internet tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Please check in and out. November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo, Herb, and Shelby. I'll be in and out tonight.
Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
We check in there for the Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, we've got Herb. That's November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo, N4BXB up in Shelby, North Carolina. And Herb, sounded good into the repeater, my friend. Hopefully, I think somebody had mentioned Shelby may or may not be on this year. I got to check. I've been so out of it here lately. But anyway, good to hear you, my friend, up in Shelby. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. And up next, our buddy Gene. That's November 4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, N4FHJ. Gene, sounded good into the repeater. Like I say, been doing some sporadic day trips here and there, so I feel like I've been running the whole month of February, and it's really only been like three little trips here and there, but it's always good to get back and hear some familiar voices and call signs. So, Gene, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you, my friend. All right, let's give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group before we move on down the alphabet. Echo Through Hotel in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA. This is Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Well, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, KO4HON, Brian in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome a couple more stations here to the net, and probably within simplex range of my station anyway, a little bit close to me. You've got first Bill, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA. And, of course, the topology between here and where you are, there might be a couple of hills between us. I'm sitting down in a little valley at the other end of Rubber Mountain Road. Anyway, but, Bill, good to have you with us tonight. And same with you, Brian. We've got Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Oscar November, KO4HON. You guys both sounded good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you both taking the time to stop by and check in with us. All right, we'll give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group before we move on down the alphabet. E through H in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Have everybody for the moment, so we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight, just passing through. 73s to you and all on the net. Forgive the third-party traffic. That's just my granddaughter getting a little cranky at nighttime for bedtime. So, 73s to everybody on the net.
4HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Steve and his granddaughter tonight with a little third-party traffic. Steve, never a problem. Never a problem at all. I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Steve's call sign, Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray, K4ZZX, over on at the base of Parrish Mountain. And Steve, sounded good in the repeater via the Echolink node. So, again, appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. Feel free to hang around as long as you can, and definitely come back and check in as often as you feel like. Definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, we'll go ahead and move to the India through Lima group. I through L in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
HR. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HR, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mike. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Nick Tro. check in and out. Kilo Fox 4, Whiskey Zulu Tango, KL4WZT, Joey in Dacresville.
K4HR. Please check in. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4HR. Good to hear you call the net. It always is. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, but I'll stick around for a little rag chew. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim in Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative and 73 to all on the net tonight.
The check-in's there, so we'll go ahead and take that pause and acknowledge those stations there before any of them get away. Up first, we got James. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4JFO. And James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, always good to hear you, my friend. Up next in the list, we got Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar India, W4IOE. And Sid's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, as always, sounded excellent coming into the repeater. Hope you and your family are doing well tonight. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Joey. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4 Whiskey Zulu Tango, KF4WZT. And Joey's over in Dacresville. Joey, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Alice. That's Kilo 4 Kilo Alpha Echo, K4KAE. And Alice, sounded good in the repeater tonight. Sounded like a really good signal in. I know a lot of times the volume might be a little low, but you're definitely doing a good job into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. Up next, we got our friend Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And Larry, got you marked down for comments here, so we'll definitely be back to you to find out how things are going with you in the rag chew portion of that once we get to that point. And last but not least in that group, we got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO. And Jim, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. All right, that sounds like we might have everybody in the India through Lima group, so we'll move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Please check in KC8PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike Fletcher in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Long delay there, Fletcher. Was hoping somebody might come in there on your coattails, but no problem at all. We'll go ahead and keep the net open as long as we can check in. But I'd like to welcome you to the net tonight. Normally we get a few more check-ins there, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in. Fletcher's call, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike, KC8PJM. And, of course, Fletcher, you're on the other side of Simpsonville for me, the 80 zip code. I'm in the 81, so you get serviced by the other post office. But anyway, still in the town of Simpsonville. But anyway, Fletcher, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Sounding good in the repeater. All right, we'll give one more call for the Mike through Papa group before we slide down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Have everybody in the Mike through Papa group, and looking at the Echolink node, all our stations signed in there have been acknowledged, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
F4RVH. My name is JD. I live in Berea, with no traffic, no rent take.
Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative and 73s to everybody on the net tonight.
group of check-ins there. Some voices I haven't heard again in a while. But again, that's probably my problem. Again, just not having the radio on, not being around. But JD, good to hear you, my friend. Haven't heard you in forever. So definitely good to hear you're back on the radio. And again, you probably are on the radio. I just haven't been around to hear you. So JD, definitely good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. JD's call, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel, KF4RVH. JD, hope you're doing well. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Carol. That's Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-Ray, KM4RGH. And Carol's over in Greenville. So, Carol, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Sounding good in the repeater tonight. All right, let's give one more call. Quebec through Tango, Q through T in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table.
You might be rounding out my Quebec through Tango group. I was leaving the key open there for a few seconds to see if somebody else would come in, but that's all right. Well, again, we'll keep taking check-ins as long as we get them. Up first, we had, well, actually only in that group was Richard. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. And Richard's over in Greenville. And Richard, you're sounding good in the repeater tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. All right, we'll move to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4.
AK4HR. In Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan, and I'm in Piedmont, and we will be negative and negative. And good evening to everyone on the net.
Control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. That's KN4UPY, Hanson and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling on that. Good evening, everybody on that. 73.
Please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Star net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that have checked in there. Up first, we've got Al. That's Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. And Al's over in Piedmont. Al, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Anson. That's Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee, KN4UPY. And Anson, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Sorry, can't get my words out tonight. And up next in that group, we got Tommy down in southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. And last but not least in that group, we had Kilo 4 Whiskey Mike Tango, K4WMT. And can I get a name to go ahead and put in my log, sir?
Lynn Lima, Yankee November.
Problem, sir. I just didn't have you in my log from before, but I appreciate you bearing with me and making sure I got you logged in here correctly. Good signal in the repeater, and I appreciate when you're passing through that you're just checking in with us tonight. And again, we run this net every night, 365 days a year over RF and Echolink. So if you're out of the area, you can always sign into the W4NYK repeater if you want to check in with us. We definitely welcome you as often as you feel like checking in. I appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. On the mountain identified there. So we'll give one more call for the Uniform through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Just check in, Kilo X-Ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative. Also, my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. And we'll be standing by afterwards listening for the rapture.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor. This is Walter in Simpsonville.
The check-in's there as we get to the bottom half of the hour. Up first, I'd like to welcome Scott and his family. That's Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, KO4ACD. And their daughter, Miss Mary, that's Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, KO4ILI. And Scott, sounded good in the repeater tonight, sir. I appreciate you bringing the rest of the family along. Sounded good in the repeater tonight. And last stop but not least in that group, we've got Walter. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Victor, correction, Mike. Let me try that again, Walter. Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Victor. There we go, KO4. MWV, getting my numbers transposed here. It's getting late for my eyes, and everything's kind of swapping over on me. But, Walter, appreciate you taking the time to check in. Sounded good into the repeater tonight. For call for the Uniform Through Zulu group before we open it up to the big group. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Have everybody in the Uniform Through Zulu group, so we'll go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Char. Leaving on your net, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny in Gastonia, Gaston County. Y'all have a good one now.
E-N-D, Buddy and Taylor. Like to say hello to J.D. over in Berea. He's the old concession stands that we had in the Hound Fest and everything. And hello everyone on the net. Check me negative and negative.
HR. Mike, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. Hey, buddy.
HR. Hello, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, Joe and Taylor's. Negative and negative.
HR. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. It's Jeff down here in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Mike. 73 to everybody on the net.
Group of check-ins there. I always love my, I hate calling them late check-ins because you're never late as long as the net's going on. Later, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, bottom half of the hour check-ins. Up first, we'd like to welcome Danny. That's Kilo Oscar 4 India Sierra Gulf, KO4ISG. And Danny sounded really good up to the repeater from Gastonia. And I got some family up there in your area of the woods. And anyway, appreciate the, it's good to know you can hit the repeater from up there. So I haven't tried myself. I haven't really spent much time up there. They just moved up there. But anyway, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. You get Danny. Always good to hear you, my friend. Up next, we got Buddy. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Echo November Delta, KA4END. And Buddy, hadn't heard you either. But again, that's probably my fault because not having the radio on. I can't really say I haven't heard too many people. But good to hear you, my friend. And same thing with JD. I was really glad to hear him tonight, too. So been a while. Of course, with everything, with COVID and everything, haven't seen anybody really that much. But hopefully as spring rolls around, we can change that around a little bit and be able to get out and start seeing some other people. But anyway, buddy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Gary. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And, of course, everybody probably knows Gary's our Wednesday night net controller, among many other things. Man wears many hats around the ham radio community. So, Gary, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are doing wonderful tonight. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next in that group, we have Joe. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec Yankee, KO4JQY. And Joe's over in Taylor's. Joe's sounding good in the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jeff over in Pelzer. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray, KO4JQX. And Jeff, same with you, my friend. Sounding good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. All right, we'll give one more call here for the Alpha through Zulu group before we secure the formal portion of the net and begin our RAG 2 portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Check in and out, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Echo, Yankee, Victor. KO4EYV, this is David, just crossed over Lake Greenwood, 73.
Pilot David's check in there with that pause since he's out there mobile. Might drop out of the umbrella of the repeater since he's down there in Lake Greenwood, but goodness, David, sounded good out there on the mobile. Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EY, correction, EV. Yeah, EYV. Goodness, David, I'll get it out here. Let me try that one more time. Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EYV. There we go, got it. David, definitely be safe out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in here with us tonight. All right, we'll give one more call before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Current check-ins will now begin our correction. This is AK4HR. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between RAG 2s. And it looks like I only had one station signed in, but again, that's not a problem at all. We'll continue to talk and and sit by the fire and solve the world's problems. But let me go ahead and dust off the stump and pass the frequency over to Larry, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. Larry, and find out, how was your day, sir?
4HR, here is KK4JBQ. I like your call sign. Well, my one purpose here, not to recount my day, I mean, other people have more exciting days, believe me, but just to extend the net so that you can, you know, be here when second shift arrives. So I was racking my brain, what in the world can we talk about? So what have I been up to? Things break. The longer I live, the more I realize I will outlive everything I own, everything that functions in one way or another, anything with moving parts. Yesterday, the left channel on my stereo amplifier went dead, and this isn't anything I have expertise in, believe me. I just know enough to check and make sure that the speaker's okay, the wire connecting the speaker to the amp is okay, and it doesn't function on any of its input on the left channel. And the thing is 30 years old. I should probably put that up front. And it's about time. But not, I know that thing, to replace it would be $600-$700, and I just don't have that to throw around, you know. So I'll probably be taking it apart and testing what looks like I can test. But I'll be very ignorant doing it. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ in the RAG 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, Larry. Yes, I'm definitely empathizing with part of that. Seems like everything does eventually break, and I think Gary or maybe even Ray used to say, if it's made by man, it is going to break at some point. It's not if, but when. So, but I have a very similar situation. I bought, when I was a younger man, thought audio equipment and a loudspeaker were, you know, the thing to have. And now, granted, I didn't have a huge stereo system, but had it's probably 87, so 97, 2000, so same thing, 35 years old now, but it's an old Kenwood, back when CDs had first came out, and, you know, I had still had cassette player, but anyway, same thing. One channel has gone out, and it's just, I'll take it out and piddle with it and, you know, think I'm going to fix it, but same kind of thing. It hasn't really sparked my interest enough to spend the money to try and fix it. But it does occupy a space on my shelf and lives rent-free in my mind. Occasionally I think about, well, maybe I'll go in there and pull some parts apart and see if I can come up with something. And occasionally I'll check eBay and see if I can find one that maybe has the other channel out that I could maybe use for parts or something. But again, mine hasn't really sparked my interest enough to really dive deep into it to get it resolved. So I guess it'll just be one of those projects I'll get to one day.
AK4HR, KK4JBQ. Well, I think this one is more imperative of a repair because I use it every day. That is to say, for about an hour or two every day. Donna and I have sort of, during this period that we've all been living through, we've become less active, less involved in the world, I tell you the truth. And we record the programs that the television that we like to watch, and we watch it during a two-hour period in the middle of the day, and that's when we eat our one meal. So this amplifier takes sound from the screens I make today don't usually have speakers included. So she came to the marriage, this is 28 years ago, she came to the marriage with really nice clip speakers. You might be acquainted with those. And this amplifier is Denon. And that's a very nice piece of equipment. So I like to keep this this little group working, every day or so. So we're currently listening to the right channel. And she finally noticed it. So, you know what? I noticed it a good bit of time ago. But I really didn't think that I could just tear into it. I didn't have the impetus to just tear into it. But now it's on the list. You know that list that our wives keep for us and remind us of every once in a while? KK4JBQ.
Infamous list. I guess kind of goes back to the joke. I don't remember exactly how it goes, so I'm probably going to butcher it. It's like I told my wife earlier today, I was going to get to it. You don't have to remind me every day for 6 weeks. I'll do it.
It's not that bad. It's not every 6 weeks. It's just, it never recycles. It's always fresh each time. And if you let too much of that pile up, it becomes a soliloquy almost. It becomes, a longer list. So I have enough. The plate is not big enough. But these kind of things, they just pop, just like popcorn, You wait long enough and popcorn will go, it'll go off. Well, that's the way that is. And then I suppose, let's see how many minutes have passed. Not enough. Let's see, next. I placed an order with QRP guys. You may have dealt with them. Bless their hearts, for some reason, those guys had a really good line of kits that hams could put together to do everything from building keys and antennas and even small one-band radios. I'm going to let this reset. So I guess I placed the orders 8 days ago. Now, 5 days ago, they acknowledged the order and said they had shipped it. So I'm still waiting. Yeah, remember I said 5 days ago? Now, they pointed out that they used the United States Postal Service to transport it from wherever they are to where I am. And it just hasn't made it here yet. And I'm waiting with bated breath, as they say. They are kits to put together. And I kind of like doing that, to tell you the truth. My background is in jewelry. I used to repair jewelry for a living. And As long as my eyesight holds up, I will be all right with the hands and my dexterity, so I really like it. I've been pretty successful at it. No problem soldering or desoldering, which is a challenge for some people, I understand. But I learn something every time I put a kit together, something about the hobby. And then it becomes a functional thing for me. Anyway, have you ever dealt with QRP guys? KK4JBQ.
Sorry, with KK4JBQ and the rag shoe portion of the Blue Ridge Shoe Me Internet. Larry, no, I've heard the name QRP guys. I know there's a couple of kit makers that just kind of come out with a couple of little kits. I think, gosh, I can't even remember the one that was the, you've probably seen them too. They fit in the tuna cans, and they've got like a transceiver and I think an antenna tuner, and you know, you, each tuna can, you put it together and it will fit to the, it'll connect to the next one. But I know there are a lot of kits. I haven't actually gotten around to building any, not necessarily ham radio kits, but I've ordered a couple of practice soldering kits off of Amazon that are just, you know, like, they're like a child's lab kind of experiment toy, for lack of a better word. I think the last one I built was like a little siren. You plug a 9-volt battery into it, and it does like the European sound, which that was probably really terrible. But, you know, it's always fun, though, just to kind of, you know, sit around and build something. I think we talked before, you know, for the folks that can make something out of scratch or from scratch and actually make something into it. I think we've talked about my neighbor before who did the fifth-scale, quarter-scale RC planes. You know, he can basically take a box of wood and metal, and, you know, 2 years later, there's a fully built fifth-scale airplane. So I'm just like, abracadabra, wave your magic wand. I know there's a lot of work because, you know, I go over to his garage and you know, we share the progress he's made and that kind of stuff. But it's absolutely amazing, the folks that are craftsmen, and you probably dealt with it, you know, in the jewelry business, working on watches, that kind of thing. But the craftsmanship that people can actually make that stuff, it just amazes me. And, you know, I try and, you know, I don't know if the ham spirit is what kind of guides me a little bit or my neighbors, but the older I get, the more... I don't want to say brave, but the more I'm willing to try to do mechanical work or electrical work a little bit, or find somebody that can guide me that way and actually do a little bit more and find out I can do a little bit more than I thought I could, which is always good. But it still amazes me, the people that can take something from scratch and actually make something. Over.
I hear what you're saying. And I think everybody has a little bit of talent. But until you work alongside, it is the best situation, I think, work alongside someone who knows a good deal more, who has the patience, and together you gradually get to an outcome. Now, it may be something that's finished and looks good and even works. It may not. And in any event, you will learn something along the way, and you'll be better off for it. And this takes numerous attempts. Numerous occasions. You don't become an expert in anything overnight. Even something as ubiquitous as studying Morse code. I've almost been defeated there. I really have, because I have no ear for it. I have rhythm, which I think is necessary. Part of my lifetime was spent on stage with audiences of thousands and in a singing group. And so, and I played guitar well enough, at least. And you have to have rhythm and cohesiveness, you know, in a group, at least, to accomplish something like that and be anywhere near good at it. But Morse code, it requires not to hear different tones in a kind of rhythm, but the same blooming tone, and crowded so close together, because, I mean, I wouldn't think I had reached any proficiency unless I got up toward it around, you know, what they used to test for the extra class, 20 words per minute. And it all seems to run together. Now, I know people say that some magic takes place, and you may be able to add your comment on this if you do code, that at some point in your efforts, you break through a glass wall as it shatters. It happens one moment that all of a sudden you begin to hear things. Your brain has constructed all the necessary pathways. Up until then, everything was just, you know, like your brain was leaky and these things would pour out of both your ears. But it all starts to stick and it all starts to make sense, and I'm really working toward that day. KK4JBQ.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, NARAG 2 portion with KK4JBQ, Larry. And Larry, I wish I could say the same thing. I put down and pick up and put down and pick up, and I keep saying I haven't given up yet because, you know, as long as I can hear, I think I'm going to keep trying. But same thing, there are bits and pieces, like, I mean, you know, where you hear things over and over again, like CQDE is like, you know, CQ this is. I mean, I can hear that when I'm tuning up and down the bands. You know, da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Well, I can't even get it out now. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Gosh, can't get it. But anyway, so you hear that, you know that CQ, but that's about as far as I go. So I'm like, oh, I can stop tuning up and down the band now because somebody's calling CQ, but if I wanted to talk to them, no, it doesn't go much further than that. And every time I listen to the tapes, I have a couple of tapes that I listen to over and over, and I've got a couple of notebooks that are half full of practice, and, you know, the Logbook of the World, not Logbook of the World, sorry, ARRL does their practice things, and I think there was one I had on my iPhone that was the quote of the day, and basically they would take, there's a website that has a quote of the day, and I think there's like four quotes, and they would convert that to Morse code and send it out, and you could copy it on your phone. So I would try that, but you know, every time I pick it up, I get a little better, and I feel like I'm making a little bit of progress, but then life and family and job and something seems to get in the way, and then I feel like I take two steps backwards. But I probably should have taken this time to do that, but had, again, other things going on. But haven't quite given up yet, but I, too, have heard the same thing, that eventually you will get to that point where you start to hear the words, not the dits and the da's. And hopefully I'll be to that point at some point as well. And I haven't given up and have decided that I'm not going to give up until I get to that point. So there may be a point at the end, later, multiple years, hopefully down the road, where it doesn't happen, but not as of yet. Over.
About that. Okay, well, enough time has passed here. I think second shift should be solid in place and just biting at the bit to check in with you. And if that be the case, then our time has been well spent. I do want to ask if you can, and it amounts to a URL. I'm very interested in that quote of the day in CW. And my email address is mycallsign@gmail.com. With that, I'll wish you a very good night. And out there, anyone who's still listening, you have a good night, too. And I'll talk to you all later. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Always, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice, and I really appreciate you sticking around and continuing the net out for a little bit longer. Again, I've got quite a few check-ins, so I'm not sure. I'd have to look back through my logs, but I'd say this is pretty close to one of the bigger nets I've had, so I'm going to see if we can get a few more check-ins here. But I'm sitting about 53 check-ins. I mean, again, not that that's why we do the net, but it's always good to get some check-ins in there. But, of course, we had like 13 pre-check-ins. Which is a lot. So, again, appreciate those guys checking in because, again, you know, we made that pre-check-in, or Dave set that up for folks that, again, everybody runs different hours. So, you know, we have some folks that are up at 4 or 5 in the morning and have to do the same thing tomorrow and, you know, sticking around till 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night can be a little daunting task. And, you know, stuff comes up. So, those folks are on the radio throughout the day and that kind of stuff, and we can definitely communicate with them if we needed to. So it's always good to get them represented here on the net. So, but it is a big a group tonight, and I'm really glad of it too. So, but again, Larry, appreciate you taking the time to stick around, extend the net out, and we'll go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. That now I don't have any additional check-ins, so that's completely okay, though. Like I say, we got quite a few, which is, again, I'm not sure what the numbers have been running here lately, but a couple of new call signs in there, those KO call signs, those are really good, and the KNs, and again, the old voices that I'm used to hearing, so I always like to get a mix of all of that, so it definitely has been a good net tonight. So let's give one more call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Pause usually means I've got everybody. And Larry, just as to come back to you for just a second, I did write down your call sign, so I'll try and send you the info. I think it's actually a podcast, if I remember correctly, that they did. But then the website for you to be able to verify what you copied was the quote of the day that they did it. Anyway, but I'll see if I can locate the information the next day or two. I'll forward that email over to you as well. But I just wanted to mention that because I forgot to say that. But anyway, let's give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. My log, I definitely only had Larry signed in to make comments. So one final thing, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR Net Control. We have everybody, and I believe Daniel, KJ4 Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM, is scheduled to call the net tomorrow night, and I know he'd appreciate if everybody could come back and check in again with him, stick around, make a few comments for Rag Chew, that kind of thing, and just help to continue to help our net grow. Before we secure here, give me one moment, and I will pass my net report through the repeater. Net Control, Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all stations who've checked in. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless.
And then H, listening.